We are in Mrs. Albernetti's home, 504 East Street South, Caladega.
Right.
So I want for you to answer some questions about my paper. And the first question that is coming up is, Miss Albernetti, you remember your parents. Can we talk about their lives or something like that?
Yes.
Well,
what do you want to say?
They were in Civil War or something?
Parents.
Yes.
My grandparents lived in Talladega, and they were all in the lumber business. All of them in trees, growing here in Tumble trees. And he was here in Talladega. And my father never worked a day anywhere, so his father, in the lumber business, they were all lumber people, all the way down the line, and still are, the ones that still come in, like to grow down trees.
Oh, really?
And I sort of do myself, because I buy and had land with pine trees and sell pulpwood to the paper mill people here. Kimberly Clark.
How long have you been here in Talladega?
All my life, born in Talladega.
Okay.
And that's 86 years.
Oh, my. Proud of them. About your parents, did they come from?
I'm thinking they both out here born and lived. Their ancestors were born and lived. My ancestors were born, my father and mother were born both in Talladega County, right here, this same spot area.
Okay.
And their parents were both from, their grandparents were from England.
England, okay.
And I've been back over to England.
And you check
where they came from. And some of them are buried up here in this cemetery in Talladega, Old Oak Hill Cemetery. It's always.
So they know a little bit about the Indians and everything, huh?
Yes, they knew the Indians. They had friends here, some of them.
Do you remember any?
I don't remember Indians.
No, but any story about that?
Well, we used to go out and gather pickup the Indian arrowheads.
Yeah, okay.
Arrowheads. I had a man, he's a guy in the Indian. He was very interested, traveling the world many times.
Yeah.
And but she liked to get the Indian arrowheads or any pots or anything.
Yeah.
And we knew where they camped out close to Springs, down below Talladega, with a man of Indians. And close right here in Talladega, the old big spring was down there.
Okay.
Where the and then Talladega before the town, you know, Andrew Jackson came
and then
down the history. Andrew Jackson marching down Jackson Trace Road into Talladega, into the big spring of Talladega. So they had the settlement
This is exciting because
and then Talladega, before Talladega was settled, there was a county down below Talladega was where they had put the government was issuing out for acreage to the people, some of the first settlers that came in. And
it was a rough town.
Some of the old places, the original people that came in. Now, I was reading a paper of mine, a farm I own today, and Perry, Jeremy Perry, one of the Alabama's two men in the Hall of Fame in Washington, is from right out here. He owned a large tract out here. The one he's his Perry Station, his name is Perry. C-U-R-R-Y, J-L-M Perry, and he was quite a fabulous famous man, but he owned an awful lot of land in this area. And one farm I had, a little bit out of it, was an old Pauline Perry estate, which was 36 miles square.
Wow. Have you been living, you know, in this
I've been living in this house since 1937. I came back here in 37. Tom and I were married and went to Houston, Texas, 5 years. He was with the Houston Press. And I liked Talladega, Alabama. And wanted Tom to have his own paper here in Talladega, rather than be working for somebody else on the Houston Press in Houston, Texas. Though he had larger fields to cover.
So you were pretty familiar with the daily poem here.
I was very familiar with the daily poem.
So, was it one of your relatives? Were
my relatives did not own it. Tom bought into it.
Okay.
Because he did not own it. We did not own it until he came in and bought it.
On both sides.
And we came back from Texas, and one of them died, and he had the opportunity to buy into it.
That
was in 1937.
What year do you remember you met Tom?
I met Tom. His father was a Methodist preacher.
Uh-huh.
Incidentally, his ancestors were all Scots.
Here in Talladega?
Here in Talladega.
You met him in Talladega?
Met him here in Talladega. He came, his father came as a preacher, Methodist preacher. His ancestors were the founders of Methodism in Alabama.
Wow.
And they came from Scotland, and I've been to Abernathy, Scotland, where they all came from, and have a good history of all the background there, from way back to the Picts.
Wow. how about what college did you go to?
Well, the first college I went to was Wesleyan, the first college in the United States to grant a degree to women alone. Incidentally, Madam Shane.
What year was it?
That was in
1937, 36?
No, I married.
I remember you told me that.
We married in 32. Then I went, we went 7 years before we married.
Mm-hmm.
So,
did you get certificates on education, or you were a teacher?
Well, I went to Wesleyan, I liked school, and I liked my roommate, and I liked the age. Madam Shanghai Sheikh went to Wesleyan before I did, but she had two nieces from China there when we were, that were friends of mine. I was president of the freshman class at Wesleyan College. But I did not finish from Wesleyan. I wanted to change schools.
Why?
Because that is the time that really we were in love, tell you the truth. Partially, and I didn't. I came back and went to Birmingham Southern College and stayed over there. He was in school in Birmingham Southern College, so I went over there and picked up my education from that. But I studied violin
too.
and art and along the way. I was in art continued painting and playing the violin. Played the violin in the orchestra at Wesleyan. When we played around for the different colleges. And then from there, for some reason, I came on back and stayed in Birmingham Southern, and I got some kind of whatever time I was there, proper, you know. Then I went on from there.
Did Tom graduate from the same school?
He went to school over there, but he never graduated too. His father got sick, and he had to go to work and went to he went to work for the Dothan Eagles newspaper. He went to work for seven newspapers before we married. We didn't marry for 7 years because in that day,
I was not married, and I lived with her, but I could get a, I had, in the meantime I was traveling a good deal. I had this aunt, Mrs. Elliot Elliot, who took me to Europe, all over, and traveled a lot, all over the United States, and remember something about the, helping her put on the first pilgrimage that was ever put on in Talladega, Alabama.
Because she was born in Red Hill. My granddaddy built the first school.
Where, here? No.
In Talladega.
In Talladega, okay.
Oh, Northside School. And it, and he built the first school that was here. And I...
Where was it?
It was over where Ty Henderson School is now.
Okay.
But I, he went to school, to a little red schoolhouse where it was just for men. Right up on this hill, a little one-room red building. They tore it away not too many years ago.
Remember the Depression years?
Well, I remember right after we married, Al Roosevelt was president that year, and they had the banks all closed down. And that was 1932. But it didn't affect.
No. How was Talladega in that time?
I was not living in Talladega.
Oh, you were.
I was married. I was living in Houston, Texas. And we, of course, had quite good friends, Tom's acquaintances with the newspapers. He was in the little theater. And I had been, I played tennis and rode horseback a lot. Those were my hobbies. And I remember Catherine Jones, Miss Tony Jones, and I rode horseback and all over the valley like that.
Let's talk about Tom, about his career.
He and I were married and went and lived in Houston 5 years. And then when we had a chance to come back to Talladega, 5 years later, we came back and moved in. My dad and mother lived in this house. We moved in this house with them upstairs. They just lived downstairs in this big house. And so we moved in with them and have been in this house ever since.
About Tom, he started his career as a journalist.
He was chosen as one of about 6 or 8 to get a this was a Neiman Fellowship for editors that had it for colleges. Editors.
It was an award.
And he was given to chose by about 6 or 8 out of the whole United States as an outstanding editor to go for any part of the world he wanted, stay as long as he pleased. All expenses.
What year was that?
That was we'd come back from Texas, and he had the little newspaper that started his station here, so it must have been about 38, somewhere along in there. And they had this editor, I don't know if they still had it, editor's travel grant, and it was like Neiman's. You can sit trace that down if you want, because it's like the college students did. So instead of Tom, what we did, we knew a lot of the people. And so with that, he could, like, they were allowed to go all over the world anywhere, stay as long as
he
could. That point was you would learn how to better inform your public readers and know more about the country or the world or wherever you wrote. But you wrote home a piece every day. I have a book, one in mind or two. He wrote from the different every day or two. A piece would be sent back to our paper here locally to be published.
Oh.
And so I have them all cut out in a book, two books.
Where did he go? Where did you go after that?
Well, now, we stayed there. And he chose to compare the, he wanted to compare the English-speaking press with the American Press. Mm-hmm. So we stayed on Fleet Street most of the time, which is the newspaper road of that part. And we then went up to Scotland and England and Ireland.
I mean,